Admit it, there are days when the last thing you want to do is get dressed, fight through traffic, and head to your job. Of course, not having that job would probably be way, way worse. What can you do to prepare for the possibility of, heaven forbid, being downsized? Well, here to help us with that is Day-to-Day's personal finance contributor, Michelle Singletary. Hey, Michelle.
Hi.
Let's just say that you've already gotten the news that you might be facing a layoff in the new year, or maybe there's a reduction in your hours at work. Is there a way to prepare financially for a layoff aside from just crossing your fingers?
Well, you definitely want to not just cross your fingers. Listen, most people, they kind of know when there might be a possibility they're going to be laid off. Either they're not working well or the company has announced. That's the time to stop spending and cut your expenses. Now, you might say this sounds so simplistic. And yet, when I look at people's budgets, and I do this very often, inevitably, there is something in that budget they can cut. If you are facing a layoff, you cut that cable off. You perhaps trim down that cell phone bill. You got to right away begin to cut your expenses and stop spending so much.
Now, among those expenses, would you consider contributing to your retirement fund an expense?
If you are facing a layoff, you want to start to capture as much cash as you can to prepare yourself between jobs. So you can cut it back, not completely off, but cut back so that you can start reserving some cash. But this only applies if you know that you're going to be facing a layoff and you're going to have some difficulty getting another job and you don't have other cash reserves. So listen to me carefully. If you don't have that 3 to 6 months living expenses saved up that I keep preaching about, if you don't have anywhere else that you can tap some cash, then you may want to dial back some of your retirement contributions if you know that you are facing a layoff in a couple months so that you can begin to stockpile some cash to tide you over until you get the next job. And the moment you get that next job, boost your retirement savings right back up because we all know we're going to need that money in retirement.
What about the equity in your home? That's the biggest single chunk of savings for a lot of people in America. Is it okay to sort of tap into that if you get laid off?
Listen, this is the last resort because you're using borrowed money. Lots of people feel like they have equity in their home and they say, oh, well, you know, if something happens, I can tap into that. Well, that's still borrowed money. It's not your money until you sell your house. And you want to establish the line of credit or home equity line if you know you're facing a layoff while you've got a job, because many of these loans you can't get if you are not employed. But again, it's a last resort because remember, this is borrowed money. And if you are out of work for an extended period of time, not only do you have your regular expenses, but then you've got this borrowed money you've got to pay back.
Now, sometimes if it looks like you're going to get laid off, a company will offer a buyout for their employees. Ford did that last year. How do you go about deciding if a buyout is the right thing for you?
If you think that you are going to be fired and it's, you know, you
which
might
I very well may be after this week, Michelle. we'll see how it goes.
I hope not. But listen, if you're sure that you're probably going to be eliminated, then take the buyout. If there's a chance that you may hold on to your job, then you have got to consider how much is the buyout worth? How long can I live on this money? Because lots of people don't realize that that offer also means that there are going to be taxes taken out. So the amount of money they actually get isn't as much as they think. So you really need to map out. Some people take it and think they can live off it for a year and they can't. You may want to seek some financial advice. Is this the right thing to do? But accept it after you've done some homework and crunched the numbers.
Well, thanks, Michelle, so much for hooking us up.
You're welcome.
That's Michelle Singletary. She's the author of the syndicated column, The Color of Money, and of course, Day-to-Day's regular guest for personal finance discussions.
Luke, I have to go to Washington tonight, so you're okay on the show for at least the rest of the week.
I should be.
Day-to-Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.